Hi, I'm DC Marshall.
Hi, I'm Mita Malik.
We are the co-host of the Brown Table Talk podcast, where we discuss how to help women of color thrive in their workplaces.
And we invite allies to join us to help women of color win at work. We have a seat waiting for you. Subscribe to Brown Table Talk wherever you enjoy podcasts.
LinkedIn presents.
From entrepreneurship to global business leadership, from challenges to self-discovery, to our ever-changing future, what separates those who win and those who get passed by? This is the Yes Factor with Winnie Sun.
Life has been hard. I think we've all said those words at some point in the last couple of years, but for Anton Shuke, these words really take new meaning. Meet Anton Shuke, aka the Livestream Guy, and a livestream production manager. Since 2015, he's worked live events, webinars, and podcasts for leading companies in the SEO industry, such as Duda, SEMrush, and Calacube. Anton has produced over 500 live streams with digital marketing industry experts. There, he produced pre-show, defining the format of each session, choosing the topic, booking industry-leading guests, and promoting the event. I first met Anton a few years ago. He's well-known in the social media space. He's a live-streaming legend. Anton was producing an event in San Francisco, which brought together dozens of the biggest social media influencers for a company called SEMrush. I was fortunate to be invited to be a part of that broadcast. I jumped on a plane, and that's how our worlds first collided, and it was amazing. This time, we're speaking virtually. He's joining me from his home in Ukraine. Russia has turned his life and so many in his country upside down. I messaged him, "I'm so worried about you. Are you okay?" He sent me back a photo that his wife took of him sitting in a bomb shelter. The light he had was out of his laptop turned on. So I asked, "Can you still live stream?" He said surprisingly, yes. For today's discussion, we found a time between day and the air raid sirens that he has to go through. Here we are. Here is Anton's current reality, in his words, direct from Ukraine. What you are experiencing right now.
A week ago, I woke up and my wife told me we have been invaded, which is, we kind of expected because things went this way, but still we didn't know what we were facing. And a couple of days, I was still working and working. I tried to do some things and everything, tried to keep routine, but it became very, very, very difficult after that because you basically, I'm taking my phone and checking news all the time, and very difficult to concentrate on anything else. Well, besides other stuff, I'm very surprised we have internet. You can see I'm in Kyiv, and internet works perfectly well, fantastically. I'm surprised, honestly. And we do have everything: electricity, running water, central heating, and this all comes as a surprise. We still have food. Weather.
Where are you taking shelter?
Okay, we're taking shelter just through the door. I'm in the corridor of my flat in particular, and if you go through outside, there is a communal corridor. And according to experts, I'm not military experts, according to experts, we have two big concrete walls on each side. So, and this is the best what we can do. And we're on the second floor, so as low as better. And the basement, according to experts, is worse because if something happened, you can't escape from basement. Here is better, but it's not perfect, obviously, but it's very close.
Did you and your loved ones expect this to escalate to war? Why did you stay behind?
Yeah, I thought, okay, war has started 2014, actually, but just didn't come here, didn't come to us. And I think we were on denial that it could happen to us. You know, people usually think it could happen to anyone, but not to me. So it's one thing. And another thing, which I really kind of ashamed now. War started 8 years ago, but it was all in the west part of, in the east part of the country, in Donbass. And I kind of didn't pay much attention. I thought it's just it's over there. Now when war comes here, I feel, okay, I'm in the middle of the war. But before that, I didn't really pay attention. And I'm extremely ashamed today of myself. Well, I just want to say, I'm pretty sure war will never come to you, Vinny. But just think about that war could come to somebody else, and war comes every day to someone else. Maybe it sounds very pathetic, but maybe you have to really go through it to realize it. But I do feel ashamed that I never really pay attention. In terms of escalation, we still don't understand how it could happen that civilian people being bombed. Just don't have words for that. We probably still don't really realize what's happening. Yeah, you would laugh if I will tell you truth. We wanted to leave about 2-3 months ago, just get a flight and go. But we have a cat, and the cat passport wasn't right, so we couldn't leave with, because, you know, animal registry, nowadays it's all completely different, but just in normal peace, life, you have to have for animal, you have to have all the vaccination and everything that should be passport and cheap. And it wasn't right. So we couldn't leave. And we decided, okay, if we couldn't leave with cat, we won't leave. So it's how it happened, actually.
What do you think about Ukraine's leadership?
I'll be speaking of myself. What I would say, I think we have a lot of questions to our president before the war. I think his rating was reasonably low, like 30% or something. Even when we elected him, it was like 75% voted for him. So what we think during the peace life, he wasn't as good as we expected. But it's all changed. It's all changed. He is the leader of a nation. And according to survey, his rating is 90%. It's probably a typical situation when nation in the war, everyone goes around the leader. But he is a leader. He is a leader of a nation. There's no question about that. He could have lived easily. He probably could have lived to the United States or anywhere, but he stays. And probably he's in extreme risk if Russians will take him, but he stays here with us, and that's it.
And we'll be back with Anton in just a moment.
I'm Kwame Christian, and I am the CEO of the American Negotiation Institute, and I want you to check out my podcast, Negotiate Real Change. Listen to conversations with leaders in the diversity, equity, and inclusion space, and learn the secrets behind what it really takes to become a successful advocate, ally, and change maker in your organization. Check out Negotiate Real Change on your favorite podcast player.
How do you feel about the global reaction? Do you think more can be done?
Well, first, I was amazed, absolutely amazed, how the reaction was, how it was very, very clear, this is white, this is black, and how much support do we have, because I've seen a list of enormous amount of companies who withdrawing any cooperation with Russia and stay with us. It's absolutely amazing, guys. Thank you very much. It means really a lot for us. Can you do more? We all probably can do a little bit more. And I'm not asking, because so many people now asking, okay, could you do no-fly zone and everything? It's impossible. We know it's impossible. No point to ask for impossible. But if you will tell the truth, and I'm talking about not only the big news outlets like CNN and BBC showing streets of Kharkov, for example, and Chernihiv, which been bombed, not only Kyiv. Probably this is a big part. Of course, money will be available. I'm pretty sure, but this is not the major point. I think the main point is to show this is white, this is black. Because before the war, you could talk about okay, maybe gray is in between or something. Now it's all very clear, and we all have to decide: you're here, you're there. So it's what, if you can help it with us with information, would be great.
Right. I mean, we've been reading also that there's been concerns about medication, you know, pharmacies not be able to get supplies and hospitals not be able to get supplies. Is that something you've been seeing or hearing?
Yeah, I've heard this. Well, my wife is a medical doctor. We do have kind of reserve everything we need for months, also because she knows all about it. But I know, because people now kind of self-organize, there are plenty of small or bigger chats, and people asking some medicine. And sometimes it's really, it's like insulin. People asking for that because they can't get it. So yeah, someone is much less fortunate than we are, and someone is much less fortunate than you are, guys. Yeah, unfortunately.
Anton, share with us your background, your own personal yes factor.
I graduated in USC a long time ago as a mathematician. Never really worked as a mathematician. Done many things. Lived in United Kingdom and Spain, and now I'm stuck in Ukraine. Since 2015, I was in marketing. Mainly, it's influencer marketing, which is, I understand, is making relationship with people who makes influence with you, Vinny, for example. I found that live streams or webinars or all these kind of things are extremely good to doing that. It's what you are doing right now, but you are doing it from slightly different perspective, from television point of view, television show. I look at it using a live stream as a making relationship with people. So I've done some work for SEO tool, SEMrush, you mentioned, for 5 years. Now it's a New York NASDAQ traded company, actually. So it's a big company. I moved to a much smaller company, Doodle, which is a site builder. I just want to make a very clear disclaimer. I don't want to use Vue for personal or whatever commercial branding. So I don't really want to go and explain what all this company does. So, and it's what I did till a week ago.
Anton, I know you've been asked this before, but how can we help?
I don't have really answer, and I can just, my wife's university mate, she lives in Chernigov, and Chernigov now under bombing, constant bombing and shelling, and she asked her, how can we help? And there's, we can't help. The only Ukrainian army can help them, and maybe they don't have power at the moment. How you can help? Okay, there are plenty of things you can help. You can donate money, and I'm pretty sure everyone can find a reputable charity, and you can stand with us, you can talk to us, and you can, as I said before, that if you do have this influence, you can spread the information, right information, because other sides spreading their wrong information. Other sides saying it's okay. I don't want to go in and talk about what being said. You probably know better than I do. So you just share your information, what's happening there, and get more people behind the idea that war should stop, and any country should attack another country. It's a bad idea. I don't like it. Yeah.
How does your workday look like now? How meaningful has social media live streaming been for Ukraine?
Well, officially, I'm on paid off time. So they still pay me my salary, but I don't have to work. As I said, first couple of days I work full time, because I thought, yeah, well, I can cope. I find it much more difficult now to concentrate. So I only do things which I have to do, because some things will be planned. And I understand we in war, but not the rest of the world. Life should go on. So, for example, yesterday we had a webinar, and I was running behind sin. So because nobody else can do it, so I should do it. So I do some things, but not that much as I did.
Anton, if there's one thing you want the future generations reading and learning about what has happened today in Ukraine, what would it be?
I want to remember that I can feel the people much better now. The people really are self-organized and people helping each other and everything. And for all of this, we need a war. Why? So maybe I didn't put it very clear, but I would love to people think about it. We don't really need war to be better men.
Fast forward, Anton, the war is behind us. What do you want to do? Anything you can't wait to still accomplish or see?
I want to meet, I can't meet all the people, but now I'm doing this funny thing. I'm doing a little cup of coffee and I make a picture and I put it in the internet and I have like 300 people saying good morning. I want to have coffee with all of them.
If this story resonated, touched you, please give Anton a follow and visit supportukrainenow.org for more ways that you can help. Please share a comment, ask a question, and don't forget to subscribe to our show. I'd love to hear from you. To learn more about me, please visit winniesun.com. Join me again next week as we share another new episode of Yes Factor with you. Thank you and be well.